Jesus.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast, and I'm really glad to be back. It's officially October, obviously signaled by the longer, creepier intro to the show, which we only really bust out a couple times a year. And we have a good one for you today to kick off the spookiest month of 2020, which says a lot. And it's a story read by my wife, sent in to us by a colleague of ours, because we both work at the same company. It's about her experiences as a child with some rather unusual dreams. I won't give away too much more than that. But before you listen, I will say a couple things. If you enjoy the podcast, October is obviously a big one for scary stories. Be sure to share it with your friends, families, on social media. This is when we experience most of our growth, so I'd really appreciate that. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. I hope you enjoy what you're about to hear. And the final thing is, for some reason, when my wife recorded this episode, our cat decided he loved her just a bit more than usual, so you might hear his collar jingling a bit in the background. I've tried to cut it out as much as possible, but we'll just pretend it was a Halloween cat getting involved in the recording. So yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy the old sanatorium.
When we were 7, my twin brother and I were adopted and we moved into our new home. Although we're not identical twins, we've always been really, really close. My brother's bedroom was in the older part of the house, which dated back to the 1920s, and mine, although across the landing, was actually a newly renovated part that our dad had created to extend the house. There was nothing particularly unusual about the house itself, however across the road there used to be an old sanatorium which was built in around 1910. It was the first sanatorium in Northampton, and if you don't know what that is, it's essentially a place where people would go to die when they had serious illnesses. Obviously, knowing what the building was for and what went on there was really sad, but nevertheless, it was an interesting sight to take in from the comfort of our own home. I don't know much about the place, and I'm not really sure of how many people died there or the age of the youngest patients, but I am positive that it is related to an eerie experience that I can't shake to this day. One night, I had the most unusual dream. There's nothing I could pinpoint leading up to it that would have caused it, but it was like something I'd never experienced before. I remember walking up to this little girl with brown, black hair. She was extremely skinny and looked ill. I can't quite remember the exact details of what happened. It feels more like a flashback, if that makes sense. At first, I saw her peering into my room, then appearing next to my bed. I also remember her screaming, and I began to cry, not having a clue who she was or what she wanted. Suddenly, she ran down the corridor to my brother's room. I don't know why I did it, but despite my fear, I remember running behind her in tears, screaming, telling her over and over to stop. Even to this day, it feels like it just happened yesterday. The feeling that I feared for my brother's life. You know, that uncontrollable, gut-wrenching feeling that something horrible is going to happen and there's nothing that you can do about it. But then, the nightmare would just end. The next morning, when I was finally awake, I ran down to my brother's room all in a panic. But he was sitting wide awake, looking like he'd seen a ghost or something. I immediately forgot about what I was there to tell him and asked him what was wrong. He began to tell me about this horrible dream he'd had the night before. He was standing at the door of his bedroom and suddenly saw me run towards him with this young girl with dark brown black hair who suddenly would appear face to face with him. He didn't know why, but he was positive that she wanted to and was about to hurt him. He said what made it even more terrifying is he could hear me crying and shouting his name, which is why he woke up. I was absolutely taken aback. His dream started exactly when mine had ended. There was no way he could have known what I'd seen. Catching him shaken up like this was the first we'd spoken to each other since my dream. We still talk about what happened to this day. About how weird it was that this young girl who looked very ill used to follow us through our dreams. About how my twin's dream always used to start when mine had ended. Who knows what it means or what it was. That house is still our childhood home, and it's still quite creepy. We've had many pet dogs, and not one of them would go down to that old end of the house. They would get up to the piano room, and all of them would bark and cry and refuse to go any further. We always speculated that it was the young girl, that she must have died nearby, maybe she wanted something or had some unfinished business. Despite trying, we never did get to the bottom of it. But we were both positive it was something to do with the old sanatorium across the road.
What a fantastic and spooky story, and thank you so much, Claire, for sending it in. I really enjoyed being able to produce it for this podcast. And you know what, listeners, I'd love to hear if any of you are twins or experience similar things with your siblings or relatives or even friends to do with dreams. Let's have more stories like this. It was a bit unusual, but really, really cool to produce. So I enjoyed doing that. So thank you again, Claire, for sending it in. Everyone else, don't forget, you'll get the opportunity to vote for if you thought the old sanatorium was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. We post those polls on our Patreon pages, accessible for everyone, not just if you subscribe. So by all means, go in, drop a vote in a comment there. You should be able to access it fine without issue. Otherwise, if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for going and clicking that subscribe button right now. I'll give you the time. Yeah. Okay, good. And if you want to go the extra mile and support us a bit more, our Patreon page is always open as well. We've just restructured all the tiers and we're doing a lot of work in the background. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be announcing some things. I was hoping to have some offers in there for October for Halloween, but you know how it is, busy with family life and whatnot, so we'll get there eventually. But if you want to subscribe and get episodes a few days early and the occasional bit of bonus content, you could do so by visiting our Patreon, Ghost Stories, the podcast, for as little as $1 a month, which I think is pretty good value for the entertainment you'll be getting. Otherwise, I think that's all for this week. We'll be back soon. I hope you all enjoy the spookiest month of the year, that is October. Make sure to keep sending those stories. If you have anything Halloween related, shoot it over. We can always post it on the Facebook page as well. We love sharing whatever we hear from you all. So yeah, I'm going to leave you at that. Thank you for tuning in. That's all for this week. Don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?